With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Local and state leaders gathered to cut the ribbon on Wausau's new regional forensic science lab located on the North Central Technical College campus. The lab will serve northern Wisconsin. Northwood State Senator Mary Falskowski says the facility means grieving families don't need to wait for facilities in Madison or Milwaukee to process their loved ones' remains.
Once there is a tragedy or if there's a serious crime and it's solved faster because of this facility, that's when the public really comes to appreciate it.
Falskowski helped secure funding for the lab through her spot on the Joint Finance Committee, not just for her district, but for the entire northern and western parts of the state.
We did $7 million in the 23-25 budget, and we took some of the one-time money that was coming through that we knew wasn't going to be forever money, so this is the time to invest it into extremely important projects like this.
Governor Tony Evers says the project has been one of his priorities over his eight-year term.
It was always about getting the right thing at the right time, and it all came together, and I salute the people of this area. They did a great job.
Evers says labs like this are part of the judicial system, so bringing a facility closer to the Northwoods means quicker processing of key evidence.
Usually part of an accident or deliberate death, somebody being killed or murdered by somebody.
The facility will also provide hands-on learning for students at North Central Technical College and provide space to preserve organs, eyes, and bones for donation. The facility is already in use. Kids will soon be heading back to school. Drivers will need to adjust to sharing the road with school buses picking up or dropping off students. Inspector Dylan Strasberg is with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
If you see a school bus stopped with its red flashing lights activated, state law requires you to stop at least 20 feet from that bus in either direction. If you see a school bus with its amber flashing lights activated, please remain alert because that means the bus will be stopping very soon.
Strasberg says you can pass a bus with yellow lights on, but use extreme caution. Drivers should be aware of their surroundings and eliminate distractions. There are about 600 crashes involving school buses every year in Wisconsin. You also need to keep an eye out for kids walking to or from school. Those with disabilities can still take part in a deer hunt. Hunters eligible for the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities need to get signed up by September 15th. They'll need to confirm a location with a hunt landowner sponsor before September 15th. Thousands of acres of land are available for this year's hunt, which will take place October 4th through the 12th. Hunters should contact sponsors directly to participate in the 2025 hunt. A list of sponsors is available on the DNR website. We have a link on the WXPR webpage. Just look for this article. As Social Security turns 90 this week, events are taking place across the state to bring awareness to the program that more than 1.3 million Wisconsinites depend on. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
More than one in five Wisconsinites receive Social Security benefits, which contribute about $28 billion into the state's economy each year. Jim Flaherty with AARP Wisconsin says Social Security serves as a primary source of income for more than 500,000 Wisconsinites, helping them pay bills, rent, medications, and health care costs. Without it, he says 36% of people aged 65 and older in Wisconsin would live in poverty.
This has become one of the most successful and popular initiatives in U.S. history. It has literally helped generations of Americans stay out of poverty and live with dignity after a lifetime of hard work. And they've never missed a payment.
The Trump administration has proposed policy changes that experts say could impact the program's solvency. AARP will host events in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Madison this week to bring awareness to the importance of supporting Social Security for current and future generations. Flaherty addresses concerns about Social Security's future, clarifying that the program is not going broke, as some myths suggest. He explains the system will continue as long as people contribute. However, if Congress takes no action, benefits will be reduced by 20% by 2034 due to people living longer and more baby boomers retiring.
There's lots of options that Congress could be looking at, and we encourage them to get together now instead of waiting till it's in crisis and fix it so that when you do retire in 2034, you get 100% of your benefits instead of 80%.
Flaherty stresses the importance of younger generations engaging with Social Security issues now, as they will be most affected by future changes to the program.
Would you be upset if somebody went into your bank account and just took money out each week? Of course you would. you would expect that money to be repaid to you. That's Social Security. That money is guaranteed to be there for you, and it is one of the legs of financial retirement that everybody needs.
He advises retirement planning should include personal savings and 401k plans in addition to Social Security. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz, Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.